In 1954, a hospital in Ohio purchased a new X-ray machine. Patients paid $1 per X-ray. How much does an X-ray cost today? Well, it's not a dollar. This is Florida Matters.
Support for Florida Matters comes from the Hospitals of BayCare Health System, providing more than 100 health seminars, classes, and events each month. BayCare's mission is to build a healthier Tampa Bay. Register for a complimentary health seminar, class, or event at BayCareEvents.org.
From the Donna Studio at WSF Public Media, I'm Carson Cooper. It's nearly impossible for most folks to find out how much they'll be charged for medical care. And with today's healthcare landscape, lots of high deductible plans, more and more folks really want to know what that price is. WUSF recently partnered with WLRN in Miami to launch their own database called Price Check. But we're not the only game in town. Health News Florida editor Julio Ochoa reports that price checking tools are becoming more and more common.
A Google search for the term medical prices turns up several tools you can use to look up healthcare costs. If you have insurance, you may have seen a similar tool on your provider's website. Florida lawmakers even passed a price transparency law this year that will create a database of prices for medical procedures. But how do you know what the price comparison tools are really telling you? Let's sort some of it out. On one side are for-profit sites that contract with healthcare providers. The sites list cash prices of common procedures that consumers can pay for up front. MDSave is one of the more popular sites, serving 140 markets around the country. CEO Paul Ketchel says the company negotiates with doctors, hospitals, and other providers so consumers can get just one price.
That's really what makes the product innovative, because the consumer sees that real full healthcare price for really the first time.
The company makes its money by charging doctors and hospitals a fee. It also gets a cut of what every consumer pays. Though Ketchel says most people who use MDSave have insurance, some healthcare providers contract with the company so uninsured patients can pay their bills. Vicki McGeern is chief financial officer at Seven Rivers Regional Medical Center in Crystal River. She says the bundled cash prices are sometimes cheaper than prices paid by people with insurance.
MDSave is like an insurance who has negotiated pricing based on the uninsured.
Not all healthcare price databases are in it to make a buck. There are sites like ours. Price Check provides a space for consumers to enter prices they pay for procedures at specific facilities. You can also search prices that others have paid. We report on the data to spark conversation about the real cost of healthcare. And while Price Check relies on consumers for information, other sites use records. The not-for-profit Fair Health Group has compiled more than 20 billion records of medical and dental services from insurance companies, health plans, and healthcare systems. Fair Health was launched in 2009. It doesn't provide details about specific doctors or hospitals, but you can get a good estimate about what people in your area are paying for a procedure.
Our data have, in effect, help steer people through the rocks as they try to navigate these Class 5 rapids of reform.
That's Fair Health President Robin Gelbert. She says consumers, insurance companies, and healthcare providers all use Fair Health. Florida policymakers building the state's database also have talked to her group. She says anyone involved in price transparency owes it to consumers to make sure the information they provide is helpful.
Make sure whatever information they're providing is not adding more confusion, but is actually providing really signs on the road so they can navigate the healthcare system.
Suzanne Del Banco is executive director of the healthcare watchdog group Catalyst for Payment Reform. She knows consumers are thinking first about the price tag, but that may not be the best strategy.
You want to take the quality into consideration, too.
She says the best healthcare comparison tools offer a way to measure quality as well as price.
Pair it with quality information so that I'm not being misled by the price alone, which really, at the end of the day, is not a good proxy for the overall value of the care I'm going to get.
5 years ago, she says, consumer advocates dreamed of having more price transparency tools. Now, the information is there. We just have to sort it out. For Health News Florida, I'm Julio Ochoa.
And Julio joins us now. So how new are these price check sites like MDSave? You said one dated back to 2009?
Yeah, I think that's one of the first ones that's out there. MDSave is relatively new, And it's kind of a new concept. The CEO said they want to be the Amazon of the healthcare marketplace. There's a lot of people out there that want to know the price of their healthcare. So they are demanding that, and then you're seeing these types of tools pop up, and some of them have more altruistic intents.
Yeah. Also on our panel, Sammy Mack with Health News Florida at WLRN in Miami, and Gene Pinder, founder and CEO of Clear Health Costs and the creator of Price Check, who joins us from New York. Gene, you were named a woman to watch in 2014 by a site called Disruptive Women in Healthcare. So you are disruptive, huh?
Right, I am.
Now, you've said that timely, accessible, affordable healthcare is a human right and that we have failed to deliver that in this country, and it's time to do something about it. So what do we do about it?
Our view of how we can best fix healthcare is to bring transparency to the marketplace. People should know what stuff costs. We've heard a lot from people who have either put off care or decided not to get care because they feel like they can't afford it. This has to change.
Now, with price transparency, how does that help consumers? I mean, just because you may know it costs $5,000 for this, how might that make it cheaper? Competition or what?
Well, let's say somebody prescribes an MRI for you. You can go to our price check tool and find out that an MRI could cost you $295 or $6,000. So the question then becomes, do you want the $6,000 one or do you want the $295 one? Do you want something in between? Mm-hmm. You can actually have agency in the marketplace and protect yourself from a potentially ruinous bill.
Is there a reason I might want to go for that higher cost MRI?
You know, quite often people think that the most expensive thing is the best. That's absolutely not true in healthcare. In fact, studies have shown that higher priced procedures might actually be worse. So you can't really use price as a proxy for quality. You should be able to ask the question, what makes that $6,000 MRI 20 times better than the $300 one?
Sammy Mack, you met a woman named Heidi Magan who found out the hard way that sometimes it's not what you have done, but when you have it done.
Seeing as how I'm 49
That's
in
right.
another month, I would have just waited until I was 50 because at that point it would have been covered 100% if I had known. I had no symptoms that, you know, required me to go right away and get this colonoscopy. It was more because, you know, again, my physician recommended I do it every 5 years.
So, Sammy, she was told that she had to be 50, or was she told that she had to be 50 before that insurance kicked in?
No. So this is a really interesting case. Heidi's father had passed away from colon cancer, and this is several years ago now, and she had heard from him and from his doctor that because of what he was going through, she should probably get a colonoscopy and get her first screening, which she did, and her insurance company then covered it completely. It was 100% covered as preventative care.
Regardless of age.
Fast forward 5 years, regardless of age, right. Fast forward another 5 years. She'd been told to go back 5 years later and get another screening, again, because of her family history. She had a different insurance at this point, and she goes in, gets her screening colonoscopy. There is nothing wrong. They don't find any polyps, nothing like that, no labs to do. But it turns out in the fine print, because she wasn't 50 years old yet, and that's when the recommendation for colonoscopy screenings kick in, the insurance company did not pay for it. So she ended up paying about $3,300 out of pocket for this procedure. And the irony was that she was, you know, she's not quite 50. She's 49 and some change. And so she was really upset by it.
Now, I feel bad for Heidi, but isn't it the patient's responsibility to at least call your insurance company and ask before you go in for a medical procedure, even if you've had it done before?
Heidi did make an effort to do that and did not hear back from the doctor's office ahead of time that this wasn't covered. And so she really thought that she was covered. And in fact, she tried to appeal it and was told and was denied. So she did try to be a responsible consumer going into this, but did not encounter this clause before the procedure, either in her doctor's office or on her own.
All right. While we're on the subject of colonoscopies, Brenda Sokolowski went in for a follow-up because her doctor was unable to finish the job the first time around, and things did not quite work out that well for Brenda.
The day before, the facility calls you and tells you, you know, we've got you, your time, and please be here by such and such time. And they also said, please bring $2,000, which was my insurance deductible.
So, Sammy Mack, do different providers have different rules when it comes to deductibles, or are they strictly bound to a patient's insurance plan? I mean, why couldn't this clinic come on and say, hey, come on back, we'll just finish you up, no problem?
This is an example of where something goes from a preventative screening to a diagnostic screening. So her first colonoscopy, which was done after 50, they had snipped some stuff and needed to send things to the lab. And part of what had happened, the way she explained it, is one of the polyps that they had tried to get was too close to a sensitive area. So the doctor said, I'm not going to do this today. Let's come back in 6 months and see if we can try it again or if it's gone by then. So by the time she goes back for the second one, that's no longer screening colonoscopy. That is diagnostic, very clearly. And the asking for the deposit up front, which is basically a hold, is something that we're hearing a little bit more about as consumers have insurance plans where the consumer perhaps owes a larger percentage or has coinsurance on the out-of-pocket expenses. One of the things we're seeing is that some of these providers are asking for these kind of holds or deposits up front to make sure that whatever the deductible ends up being, they are covered. She ended up only owing about $600 out of, a little more than $600 out of pocket. That's still a lot of money, but it's not as much as $2,000, but it took a while for her to get a refund back.
As far as transparency in healthcare costs, Matthew Rigg says the whole system is rigged.
Our system is set up to keep people from finding the best medical care and to keep them from finding it at a price that is most efficient.
So, Gene Pender, if the system is rigged, as Matthew says, why is it rigged? What's in it for the insurance companies?
There's a lot of money being made on business as usual and what we call information asymmetry. Like the woman who had to go back for a second colonoscopy, she had no idea that she was going to be charged for it. And strangely enough, I wouldn't have either. That sounds to me like it should be the doctor's responsibility. If they said you're going to come back a second time around, that sounds to me like it should be something that they would be responsible for. Why did he quit? I mean, he said that it was in a sensitive place, but that's his job. He should be able to do that. Was he in a hurry to get out for lunch? I mean, I just find that story to be really strange. And then the idea that she would be on the hook for $2,000 seems to me representative of this very problem. And then the fact that she could argue it down to $600, still it shouldn't be, she shouldn't have any responsibility for that. I do think the system is sort of built to encourage this kind of, you can't find the price in advance. You can't know what your out-of-pocket spending is going to be, which is another funny phrase. Out-of-pocket spending, your insurance premiums come out of your pocket too. So the whole way the system is set up is designed to keep people in the dark and to discourage them from asking questions or being able to understand why one insurance company does it one way, one provider does it another way. There's just a lot of misalignment and friction in the whole process.
Julio Ochoa, Matthew Rigg says the system is rigged. How would he know? Who is Matthew Rigg?
Well, he's just a normal patient in Miami Beach, and he was a financial advisor, but that he he's very concerned with the price of health care and why he can't find out what the cost of service is. And I think that's what all these transparency tools are getting at. Like, what is the price of a service? I'll give you an example. My wife had a blood test done, physical, and she had a normal blood test done. Cost was billed at $600. So the cost that the insurance company allowed was $56. So that's less than 10% of what they billed. So where is the actual cost of what it costs the provider to give that blood test? You know, it's not $600, because if they're only getting 10% for that, they couldn't cover their costs. You know, if you went to a mechanic and said, they said the charge is $600, and you said, oh, I'll give you, you know, $60, they would say, that won't even cover the cost of the parts, you know? So, I mean, what we're trying to get at is what is the actual cost of service, and why can't we have the actual cost of service, and then we'll pay our percentage of that or whatever it is that we need to pay of that. So, I mean, there's a lot of mystery surrounding what that actual cost is.
Gene Pinder, you've kind of got the broad view of what's been going on around the country. Is there evidence of collusion among insurance companies and hospitals, clinics, doctors?
Well, a cynic might say that some of the practices in healthcare, as far as pricing and contracting in any other industry, would be racketeering. But, you know, that's maybe a cynic's view of it. It is true that if you look at the pricing practices of any number of providers and insurers, that there really isn't any way to explain how an individual should be asked to pay $6,000 for an MRI. That just, it doesn't make any sense. And the idea that it's impossible for people to figure out is part of it, that information asymmetry. Another point, most of us don't have multiple MRIs or multiple emergency appendectomies, so it's very hard for us to have a reasonable way of any context for these numbers, any comparative information. That's where Price Check comes in. If you want an MRI, you can go to our Price Check tool. You can search on an MRI and find that the prices will range anywhere from $295 to $6,000.
We are talking medical price transparency, or lack of it, with Sammy Mack, reporting for Health News Florida in Miami. Gene Pinder, who founded Price Check, and WUSF Health News Florida editor Julio Ochoa. Price Check is a guide to actual health care costs. You can check our growing database and contribute your own price experiences at WUSF.org/PriceCheck. I'm Carson Cooper. This is Florida Matters. I'm Carson Cooper. We're talking about medical price transparency on Florida Matters. Sammy Mack, some hospitals are posting prices of their own on their websites, but those are usually higher than what you would normally pay. Is that because they don't take into account your insurance plans? What is it exactly?
Hospitals and other kinds of providers maintain what is known as a charge master, and this is a list of charges that reflects what you would pay if you were a cash payer who didn't negotiate at all. It is not reflective at all of what they expect to be paid by the insurance companies. And so that number, that charge number, means almost nothing unless you are uninsured. And so when you're talking about what things cost at a hospital or, you know, at a doctor's office or whatever, there is that number, the charge. There is what you pay, so your copay or your coinsurance, and then there's what the insurance company pays, which is the negotiated rate. And that is a number that is protected by non-disclosure agreements. So that's the number that we're trying to get at with Price Check, because it's really revealing of what these services and procedures and labs actually cost.
Julio Ochoa, Florida lawmakers this year passed and Governor Scott signed a transparency measure. Explain exactly what that does.
Well, one part of the bill will create a database of prices for medical procedures that a normal person could look up what something might cost. Normally, an average price. That won't tell you if you go to one provider versus another provider, but it will tell you what an average price of a medical procedure might cost. And I guess they're trying to get at, you know, what the cost of service actually is.
Gene Pinder, let me ask you about that. 30 states have passed similar transparency laws, and critics say the focus on average costs versus exact cost, which cannot be tracked, will lead to higher prices.
I absolutely agree that the average price approach is flawed. It doesn't give you enough information. It's not actionable information. Because what are you supposed to do? Walk into a hospital or a radiology center and say, I'd like the average price for this MRI. It doesn't really serve the purpose in the marketplace that our price check data does. With price check, you can see that provider A will charge you $295 in cash, and that at provider B, if you have this insurance company, you might be asked to pay $944 or $3,000. Specific, actionable information attached to the name of the provider, the name of the procedure, and wherever possible, the insurance company and the insurance company's practices are really going to give you an opportunity to make decisions as a consumer. And to Sammy's point, I think getting at these secret prices, these negotiated rates, so that people know what their responsibility is. If you're charged $3,000 for an MRI with insurance, and you can buy that same MRI for $295 in cash, then why do you have insurance?
Oh, go ahead, Sammy, yes.
Part of what we want to know, too, is there an insurance plan that, you know, when enrollment season comes around, has better negotiated rates with the facilities that I go to and the doctors that I see? Is that going to give me better premiums and better out-of-pocket expenses? And it's a really complicated question right now because a lot of this is secret. But ultimately, that is where the choice begins, is actually when you are buying your insurance plan. And it is so hard to connect the dots between what things will cost and your premiums when you can't see these numbers.
But that's about to change. As we all know, the internet doesn't like it when people lie and keep secrets. And this industry is full of secrets and half-truths. It's going to stop.
Julio Ochoa, you brought up blood work earlier in the show. About 2 weeks ago, I went in for some routine blood work. The techs, the ones with the needles, started asking me. They asked me if I was covered, and I was kind of shocked by that. I told them, well, I certainly was the last 10 times I was here. But I ended up having to call my health plan consumer number, sleeve rolled up, waiting for that blood test, and I did find out that I was covered, but the cost I'm still not going to know until I get the bill. Now, I don't mind doing research, you know, ahead of going in, but sometimes, especially if you had lab work done, the codes they use, you can't even tell what it is you're getting.
Right, yeah. And I mean, Price Check does try and give you the – we ask you to enter the code, but that's after you've been billed. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you won't know what the code is for the procedure you're going into. You can look it up, and you can look these things up. You can use Price Check to look it up, or there's other websites that you can try and find the code. But it's really shocking that they would ask you as they're giving you the procedure if you're covered. You know, they want to know that they're going to get paid while they have you in the office. They want to know that you're going to pay them, but they won't tell you what it's going to cost you. You know, they're demanding something from you, but they're not giving you something, information in return. It's very interesting.
Sammy Mack, isn't there a downside of transparency efforts in that they might spur struggling hospitals to cut their prices to the point where they have to close?
This is like the extreme version of the argument that I've heard against transparency. I don't think we've seen any evidence that that would actually happen. And I hear stuff like that, and I just think, but the consumers really like lower prices. So who knows? Maybe you'd end up with more patients. It seems a little bit like a red herring to me.
Yeah.
And we are also hearing from providers who are coming to us and saying, we want to put our prices in your database. We're competitive on price. We want people to know about it. Can we put our prices in your database?
Well, as we wrap up here, one more question. And Gene, Julio, Sammy, you can answer this. Give me one example that really stands out at some price differences as revealed by PriceCheck. One stark example of just, you know, a cost that's just all over the road.
Well, you know, I reported on the cost of MRIs for one feature that we did, and there was within a few blocks, I remember looking in downtown Miami, there was one hospital that charged nearly $5,000. And then one provider, it was an imaging center, and it was probably, I think it was privately owned, but you could go into that imaging center, and it would have cost you under $300 to get an MRI. So it was just a massive difference, and there just seemed to be no rhyme or reason to it. And that is what some of the experts in the field told me. It doesn't add up why one would be so astronomically more than the other.
Gene?
Yeah, we've been noticing a lot about x-rays. Fairly common procedure. It's not high tech. It's not brand new. We've seen x-rays priced anywhere from $22 to $988. I think that's just amazing that anybody would have the chutzpah to charge $988 for a simple x-ray.
No $1 x-rays out there anymore?
No.
Sammy Mack?
Yeah, on the colonoscopy front, we have cash prices that range from $600 to $6,000. I would love to know what makes the cost of a colonoscopy 10 times more in one place than another. And the arguments that we hear about, well, you pay for quality. I am dying to know what makes a colonoscopy 10 times better.
Sammy Mack, reporting for Health News Florida in Miami. Gene Pinder, who founded PriceCheck, and WUSF Health News Florida editor Julio Ochoa. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for being so transparent with us here today.
Thank you, Carson.
Thank you so much.
We do what we can. And hey, we can get even more transparent if people come to our PriceCheck website and share their bills.
And that is healthnewsflorida.org or wusfnews.org. We encourage you to check out that guide to actual health care costs, which gets better and better every day. You can check our growing database there online. And that's it for today's show. Florida Matters was produced by Julio Ochoa and Robin Sussingham, engineered by Craig George, and is a production of WUSF Public Media. I'm Carson Cooper. Thanks for listening.